Live from the Shangri-La of South County.
And here I reside in Rust Intestine in the state of disrepair.
In the morning, Nathan Penetration.
In the morning, Brian Black.
Did you order an iPhone 10?
Absolutely not.
Do you have an evil twin?
No, I don't know. I've been told I look like a lot of people, so who knows? I might.
Maybe they can unlock your Face ID when you buy one next year.
Yeah, the twin test or whatever. What website was it that did that? Was it TechCrunch?
Something like that. I don't know. I linked to it from MacRumors. I could check right now. Let's see. Taking me longer than I thought. Mashable.
Oh, okay.
I should open that for the show notes.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see. I mean, I'm going to inevitably be working with them, even though I'm not going to get one. So I'm anxious to see what the initial, not from what I've seen on tech websites and stuff like that, the initial reviews, but I want to see like what people I know, what their impressions are.
I'm excited. I didn't order one, but still excited.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting device. That Widow's Peak, though, the more I see it, the more it bothers me.
Yeah, the time isn't centered.
It doesn't look... It looks... I don't want to say it looks like it was ill-conceived, but it... I kind of see why they had to do it that way for all those sensors up there. But really, they should have just made it a bar all the way across and just make a little bit thicker on the top. You know,
it's true to form. It completely maximizes the screen while dealing with the reality that they need that space up there still because the technology can't peer through the screen.
Right. I think... I don't know if that's something Steve Jobs would have let fly.
I don't know. He seemed pretty...
He was all about aesthetics and how everything looks. That's the thing is, like, you look back, even as far to the original iPod, none of Apple's devices ever looked bad. At least when Steve Jobs was there. In the 90s, their stuff looked like shit.
Well, I don't think this really looks bad.
No, it doesn't look bad. I'm just saying that he doesn't... I think... If Steve Jobs is still around, he doesn't leave anything up to, he doesn't let little things, like things that some people might perceive as being extremely small, while other polarizing things, that's a good way to describe it. That is a polarizing thing on that device. So I don't think Steve Jobs would have let anything polarizing aesthetically be on any of his devices. And obviously, you know, he's been dead for over 5 years, so things have changed since he was, you know, influencing designs of stuff. But you know what's interesting? I held an iPhone 4S again today, like, because I just took them out of their cases.
Doesn't it feel good?
It's a very...
It's petite.
It's nice. It's small. They need to make another small phone like that.
They have the SE. They just haven't updated it in like a year and a half.
Yeah, they need to create like a thinner, small, like a device of the thinness of the iPhone 7 or whatever the thinnest iPhone is right now, in that form factor. A little credit card size phone, or like a little bit bigger than that.
It would be pretty cool.
If you carry an iPad with you everywhere anyway, you don't need a phone with a big screen.
Yeah, I guess they could keep shrinking the SE. Just shrink. Like, keep the same performance.
Well, the 4-inch screen should stay. The 3.5 is a little too small on the 4 and the 4S, but that 4-inch screen is perfect. And you just keep that, but narrow the bezels down and make it thinner. And then you don't even need to worry about Touch ID because, let's say a year from now, let's just say they did decide to make another 4-inch display phone, they could just work in the the facial recognition hardware from the 10 into that, and then you don't even need a home button anymore. Or a touch ID.
True. You want to change topics to something completely different?
Sure.
What did you hear about any of the JFK files that came out?
I didn't go into it. I know that Trump said he was going to release all of them, but I haven't actually looked into it at all.
Yeah, I haven't really heard much. They talked about it on No Agenda.
Apparently, a lot of it's still going to be redacted. Or, you know.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, yeah, because the CIA.
All the juicy stuff is still locked up.
I want to know about Jack Ruby and what his... Jack Ruby was the one that killed Lee Harvey Oswald in cold blood on live TV. It's like, pulled a fucking, like, a revolver out and just, like, shot him 3 times in the chest in front of a crowd of people. That guy had... He was in on it. Whatever theories there are, he was part of those, any of those theories, because... There's this random bar owner killing the guy that killed JFK, supposedly, and risking it all by doing it on camera in front of everyone. It's very, very odd. But I haven't... the ballistics and all that stuff, I think that's all been debated to death for the last 30 or 40 years. But there's been not enough on Jack Ruby and his, you know, potential and like his evident involvement, and then how deep his involvement goes. I don't think that's ever been elaborated on.
I thought there'd be something interesting, like George Bush Sr. getting abducted and probed by aliens. That's why he forgot where he was, because he was actually in Texas. Isn't that who it was?
Let's say that again.
Was it George Bush Sr. that was in Texas?
Oh, I don't know.
He doesn't know where he was when he was assassinated. JFK was.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't even know that the George H.W. Bush was there.
Let's consult the book of knowledge. You gotta cover me.
Yeah, Jack Ruby, he died in prison. Pulmonary embolism.
That's convenient.
Yeah. He was only 55. And he died only 5 or 4 years after he killed Jack Ruby.
It was George H.W. Bush that I was thinking of.
Yeah, the father.
Yeah.
Senior.
How old is he?
Oh, he's gonna be like 90.
93.
Yeah. It's like the Iron Maiden song, Only the Good Die Young.
Look him up. Look him up. George Bush Sr. Look at a recent photo of him.
He looks terrible.
He looks his age.
He looked old when he was in office. Laura Bush calls George H.W. Bush's groping incidents very innocent.
Where are you reading that? Some news story on Google? Oh, shit. Where's that coming from? Fucking Mashable. It's that twin video. Could you hear that?
Yeah.
That was funny. All my Chrome audio goes through there. Sounds like a porn.
Jeez, George H.W. looks bad. Bob Dole looks like a corpse. Oh my gosh.
Did you install iOS 11.1 and did it resolve your Bluetooth problem?
I think I installed it on the iPad, but I haven't installed it on my phone yet. I haven't had a chance to. Been using my phone a lot.
But it has 70 more emojis.
Oh, wow. Is that in preparation for the 10? The maybe. Facial recognition emojis?
I think it's bait to force people to upgrade, because they know people are going to use the emojis. So if they wait till like the golden version of the OS, they release the emojis in that release to incentivize all the last people to install the update so they can see the emojis. I'm just guessing. It's bait. That's what I would do. It's actually kind of a good idea, because if you think about it, iMessage syncing isn't out yet. The thing that they promised for iOS 11, which had a big asterisk on it, it's been delayed till, who knows, maybe 11.2. And then they'll come out with it, and I'm betting they're going to have to weaken all the iMessage security so that they can add a third-party client to Android, let's say, or the web browser. Now, there are flaws with the current iMessage implementation. Like, you can't audit the cryptographic keys for the people you're sending messages to. It's all transparent to you. So technically, there could be a man in the middle that just has you encrypting stuff to the recipient plus somebody else. You can't tell if you're getting an intercepted key in the middle. There's no way to keep track of it unless you're using an app like Threema or Signal. Which Signal no longer requires that you send your contacts to use it, so you can just use it as a normal messenger. You associate your phone number with it, and then people use the Signal app on whatever platform they're on, and they dial your phone number. Or they look you up in their favorites, and you can send encrypted messages, pictures, video, calls.
We tried
Signal, and Threema we used frequently. But every time you reformatted or restored from an iCloud backup, you lost your key.
Right.
Then we just kind of, I forget every time I see you. I like using it for chats. It's just one less thing for a lawyer to subpoena.
Yeah.
Some poor schmuck is going to have to get a stenographer and transcribe everything I'm saying here in this podcast someday. Good luck. Over 200 hours.
And they'll probably be paid salary.
Yeah, they'll be working 12 hours a day, typing everything in shorthand. I know I had something else on my list.
Been using the iPad a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think we briefly talked about it.
Did we talk about that on the last one? I think you just got it and you didn't try it.
Yeah, I didn't open it yet. I like it a lot. I got the Pencil too, and I've been using it the last few days. I did have an issue with the first iPad I picked up, because the first iPad Pro that I picked up, because there was like, it looked like felt or some little hairs or something stuck underneath the display. And apparently that's a common problem, especially with the new iPads. I took it back to Best Buy, got an exchange for a new one, and the new one doesn't have the problem. So,
and that's a legit problem, because I've heard people getting like a spider stuck in their iMac screen, and then it suddenly moved to like the center of the screen, and it went from not really a problem to a full-blown problem. And for a little speck of dust when you're looking at your iPad like 12 inches away while you're sketching, that can move to the middle of your screen, and you're going to have a hell of a time trying to explain why this is an AppleCare claim to a guy that can't see it because his eyes aren't good enough.
Right. Yeah, so fortunately I got that swapped around, but I like it a lot. One thing that's kind of annoying, and this is where I get cynical of Apple, is they kill off products in their product line that are nice to have, like the silicone. Why don't they offer any full case for the iPad anymore? And The only thing that comes to mind is, well, gee, they got to sell those fucking sleeves.
Maybe. But I think it's a shitty experience, the big stupid case.
No, you need it, because that surface on the back, even though it's metal, the Apple logo is shiny and it scratches very easily. No, you need something.
Have you tried to scratch it? It's on your phone. I've never seen one of those Apple logos scratched. The rumor is it uses liquid metal.
I just worked with the iPad a few days ago, iPad Air 2, that has scratches all over it.
Rub it off and take a picture. I really want to see it. I've never seen one that has those scratches. I'd like to know what caused it, because the rumor is it's liquid metal, and that's the metallurgy, the proprietary...
Apple's proprietary metal thing.
Yeah, but... Fuck, I don't... There's some metallurgy term for a blended metal that I'm just drawing a blank on. And they could make a new device out of that. Or, who knows, like, mix it with ceramic. They're experimenting with every material.
What else was I going to say? The,
alloy. Metal alloy.
Well, an alloy is just a blend of metals.
That's what it is.
Yeah, not pure aluminum. Nickel is an alloy too. Nickel's weak as shit.
Or steel. It's a some type of metal.
So it's bronze.
Alloy.
Bronze is an alloy. Aluminum.
Yeah, they're technically using some type of aluminum alloy.
Steel was an alloy too.
That's how they were able to harden the aluminum. Series, what was it, 6,000 or 7,000 or something?
Yeah, but I like it a lot. And anyway, I ordered one of those. I ordered a knockoff rear cover on Amazon, waiting for it to come in the mail. It's supposed to be like a replica of the old ones for the 9.7 and the 12.9.
Do you have one of their flappy top covers?
Yeah, I got a Apple smart cover or smart. Yeah, smart.
Do
cover.
You ever roll it up?
I haven't rolled it up yet, but I know how to.
That's how I would imagine you'd be sketching or doing something on your iPad most of the time, not just metal, bare metal laying on a surface. Considering they have that stupid camera that sticks out, which is apparently physically necessary.
Yeah.
Or you just fold it to the back, the magnet clasps on the backside, and it holds together. I've never encountered a situation where I needed a back case. Except for maybe closing it and putting it in a bag full of sand. But don't put it in a bag full of sand. Because that's how you destroy glass.
Right.
I like the 10.5 that I've been using. I want to buy a 12.9.
So big.
Yeah, but I can do two iPad apps at once. Full apps versus the sort of iPhone size ones that you run on the 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Plus picture in picture video and a popover app. It's like 3.5 apps at once. Except when you have an on-screen keyboard that probably blocks most of the screen. Have you done any sketches with the Apple Pencil, like turned it sideways, laid it on its sides for shading?
Yeah, I've taken notes with it too.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It works really well.
Pretty amazing how I can get that like sideways motion down. I have an old Wacom tablet, the 12x12, it's a giant one. It's so old, it actually has SGI Irix drivers, and it doesn't quite turn over that far, and it's indirect input, which is actually really nice, because that means I look straight ahead at my screen, and I'm touching my desk, So I never have to like reach for the screen. Because when I've sketched for like, let's say 45 minutes, it does kind of get tiresome leaning over, looking at a screen. But it is a pleasant, intuitive way to work on things. But for short periods of time, I couldn't work all day like that. I need indirect input with the whole keyboard screen model.
Yeah.
A lot of iPad power users actually want a cursor now for their iPad, which just seems so stupid. I bet they'll get it someday. Apple's been crazy. They've been implementing drag and drop. Like every feature on the checklist, they've marked off. A cursor would be a weird way to use iOS.
They could work it in.
Kind of makes me angry.
But it'd have to be Bluetooth only, obviously.
Yeah, or built into the trackpad, into the keyboard case, or...
I mean, they have a 120 hertz display and super tracking already with the Apple Pencil. All they got to do is come out with some proprietary mouse for the iPad that it can have the same level of tracking. Not on the display, obviously, but like the sensor on it or whatever, or the laser.
That would be an interesting way to introduce new MacBooks and MacBook Pros that had ARM chips that brought back Rosetta and translated x86. Because there's a rumor that Microsoft's pulling that type of transition. The thing is, they don't dictate the platform, which is why it's really strange that they're doing this and resurrecting an ARM version of Windows. Because you were talking about the Windows, what was that, the Surface RT? The thing that they killed, along with all their four or five other iPhones or Windows phones.
Yeah.
You're saying
I think it's a Tegra processor, some ARM, what's it called? Looking up the specs for it.
Well, while you do that, the rumor I'm hearing is they'll bring that back, use some overpowered ARM chip, then have maybe, like, let's just use Apple's spec.
It's a quad-core, I don't know, is that, I guess that is x86, quad-core NVIDIA Tegra 3.
Pretty sure that's ARM. Windows RT is ARM.
NVIDIA, though?
Yeah, they can make graphics for any platform.
No, that's the CPU. It's an APU.
Oh, I don't know what that technically is. It's probably built on some ARM thing. I don't know.
Tegra 3. Oh, it integrates ARM architecture. Yeah, so it's ARM. Okay.
Rosetta on OS 10 versions, what would that be? 10.6? No, 10.5? 10.4, I think those are the last ones. Those are the last ones with Rosetta. And it had 80% efficiency. So if they had a ARM laptop that was faster than a normal PC, used less power, and was still 80% efficient, it would theoretically run as fast, but still have better battery life. And they can possibly continue maintaining backwards compatibility. It would incentivize everybody on that platform to basically develop x86 applications because they would never transition to ARM. But I guess the only way they could enforce that is if it was like Windows RT and you could only install stuff through the App Store.
Right.
Like Windows 10S.
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking, I actually really like this shit, Simpler Times Trader Joe's beer. They have a lager and a pilsner, and they're both good. It's $3.50 for a six pack.
What?
Yeah. It's 50 cents a beer. and it's good.
So the beer is at cost just to bait hipsters in.
I guess, yeah. I've had their Josef's Brau, Hefeweizen, and like their Trader Jose's, and that's all priced about regularly, but the Simpler Times stuff, it's brewed in Monroe, Wisconsin.
Let's consult the book of knowledge. I bet there's another brewer.
Simpler Times Brewing Company. It's their, yeah. I'm going to go on Beer Advocate.
Monroe, Wisconsin. Let's see.
Simpler Times. Minhas Craft Brewery. Minhas.
What else do they brew?
Okay,
I see them.
It's a 3.09 out of 5 on Beer Advocate. That's all right. It's not great.
They have hard root beer. Punjabi Club Rye Whiskey. What? What is this brewery? Is it like a brewery full of Indian people?
I do not know, but their brewery is rated 2.6 out of 5 on Beer Advocate, which is a poor rating. Formerly Josef Huber Brewing Company.
Does it taste okay?
Yeah, it tastes good.
That's all that matters.
Minhas Craft Brewery. It's located in Monroe, Wisconsin.
So this is a Nathan Penetration recommendation?
It's pretty good. For $3.50, you can't go wrong. They have a hard root beer. I'm on their website. Looks decent.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's one of the few where you don't have to pick your birthday before looking at it. Yeah. Because the alcohol might get... The images of alcohol glasses might get you drunk.
Apple Pie Moonshine. It's interesting. They don't list their Simpler Times beers on here. They have wines. They have a winery.
Probably the Boxer beers. Is it in a can?
Yeah, it's in a can.
Yeah, look at the Boxer beer.
Boxer
Canadian beer? Style dry lager. Beer of champions. This is a Canadian brewery.
Boxer beer. I'm looking for it. Boxer beers.
Is it a dry lager?
No, it's French Canadian Boxer. No, it says brewed in Wisconsin.
No, is it a dry lager?
No.
Just a malty lager.
Yeah, it's malty. I've had extra dry beers from, like, a lot of Korean beers are extra dry and they're good. I like dry beers.
It's like they're not even there.
Like those. I like that.
It's pretty damn drinkable.
It's beer essence. It tastes like beer.
Yeah.
But it's not filling, and you can just drink ball after ball and you can get just hammered and you won't feel bloated or anything like that.
I remember holding one. The last time we had Korean beer, I remember drinking some, and that's it.
Yeah, I like Cass. It's got bad reviews on Beer Advocate, but I like it.
C-A-S?
C-A-S-S. Cass, yeah. Fresh. It's got a 2.3 out of 5 on Beer Advocate and a 1% review on Rapier.
I've never seen that.
1%.
That's impressively low.
Taste is lightly flavored water.
That's pretty close.
It's very... You got to know what you're getting. It's... You're getting a very, 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 very light beer. Well, that sucks. They're owned by Anheuser-Busch.
So, indirectly, InBev.
Yeah.
And InBev, I mean.
I like Height. Height's good, too.
Height, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's got a 1% on rate beer, too. They don't like Korean beers.
Yeah.
Height Ice Point.
Maybe it's nostalgia. Maybe that's why I like it.
It goes well with food. It's, you can, especially like Korean barbecue, where you're just like eating troughs of meat. It's very drinkable, and it's
troughs of meat, troughs of grade like C meat or grade D.
Yeah, those cheap fucks at Jen, they removed their happy hour menu, and the justification was that they are spending more money on higher quality meat now. That's what they literally said.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, I wonder what I was getting before.
Did you tell them your meat smells like bullshit?
No. I was just the poor fucking busboy. I think there's better... There's a new one, new place that opened up in Tustin off of Culver. It's called like Kang Yong Bae Sing Dong or something. It's like a really long name. And it's always packed when I drive by there. And it looks higher end, so I'm going to try that place next.
I'll put that one up.
I wasn't impressed with Jen last time I went. We went like a week ago, and it was like the service was crap, and like the food, the meat was like, it was all right. It wasn't anything spectacular, but you could tell it was frozen. I'm going to look up that. Hold on. That Kang Yong Dong. Oh, Kang Ho Dong Bake Yong. I found it already.
Send a link.
All right. I'm trying to get their website up.
Mac Rumors says the rumored price for the Air Power pad could be $200.
Their website Channel, Nate, is...
Link to 678us.com.
You just sent me to 678us.
This is their site. When you do a Google search for that Kang Yong base, whatever, you click on their website, the button there for their website, and this is where it takes you. See the picture down at the bottom, the Kang Hodong Baekyong with a red and white writing on the sign. That's exactly what
it looks
like.
Do they not know what a website is?
Apparently not.
What are these numbers?
678 is an oriental mathematical principle. 21 added by 6. 7 and 8 means the perfect number.
I don't care.
So 678 means achieving the great work by winning through everything wisely. Doesn't get much more Asian than that.
Oh, man.
I like these, like, caveman Asian, like, caricatures everywhere,
too. If
this
place wasn't so out of touch, that would look extremely racist.
Yeah, it would.
This is a good spot to end.
I like their trays. Did you see, like, in the stupid slideshow that you can't pan through? Where the meat, you cook it over a wire grill, and then the vegetables surround it in a separate tray. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, I want to try this place.
I'm looking at the photo gallery now. That looks good.
This looks higher end. The meat looks better. The table items look better. Anyway, all right. We can end it.
What do you think about 678 as the episode title?
Yeah, we could do that.
Done.
The perfect number.
bringyourwallet.com/contact for feedback and suggestions. bringyourwallet.com/donate to share the show and support the show. I need to read the quote again. Achieving the great work by winning through everything wisely. See you next week.
Annyeong.